on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, if you just tuned in, we just visited with Shannon. He's one of the intake folks at the Salvation Army here locally. But we were talking about the golf tournament they're having in Roswell on August 29th. And again, that phone number to call for details, 575-622-8700 for the golf tournament. And the golf tournament information also at facebook.com/TSAR. I'm sorry, TSA Roswell. This is going to be at the Nemi Golf Course. Never played that golf course down in Roswell. So we'll keep giving you details on that between now and August. But they're looking for sponsors, teams, what have you. So something to consider for late summer. And I'm going to mention it again. The Good Friday service at Calvary Church is happening, well, this Friday. Tomorrow on the show, we'll get you some details. We're expecting to have Nate Heitzig on with us. We'll also have Vitalant in studio to talk about their blood drive. That'll be 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday in the Calvary parking lot. And remember, it's noon to 1:15. Maybe come on out for a little extended lunch and remember the Lord's suffering that he did for us on the cross at Calvary. And literally, we'll be at Calvary Church for that. So there's also a Friday night service at 6:30, along with the sunrise service at University Stadium. Gates open at 6:30 Sunday morning. Service starts at 7:30. Details at EasterABQ.com. Well, it seems like it's been a day or two, but here comes Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition. It's nmbizcoalition.org on the web. Didn't forget that, Carla.
You got that right.
Yeah, and of course, bettertogethernewmexico.org as well. Spell all of that out. No NM in there. It's bettertogethernewmexico.org. But I want to thank you. Looking back at the legislative session, I'm signed up to get the emails, and I got plenty of emails about, you know, urgency for this bill or that bill, and the ease of clicking and communicating with my representative. I think having spoken with you already, sounds like you got a lot of action on that.
You know, we had well over 5 million actions taken on those calls to action. That's the extent to which New Mexicans are tuning in to the legislative process. They haven't done that in the past so much. So it was great. And, you know, I was asked the other day on radio what I thought about the session. And I'll tell you, it ended much better than it started.
Oh, yeah.
We were very, very happy that a lot of the tax increases, different forms of regulation did not get through, and we really felt blessed to have that stuff stopped.
Well, and you know, maybe later in our time here today, we can revisit some of that. But I know there's some priority to some of the other things we wanted to talk about. One of the things you guys do regularly, and I should let our listener know that if you go follow along with us here at NMBIZ Coalition, NMBIZ coalition.org, you'll find on the top there an events tab, or you can just hit that, and there you go. The 2025 Post-Legislative Bash, Business and Social Hour.
Right.
Just around the corner. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow.
It is. And, you know, we've got a few tickets left. And this one is going to be really special because we've got three amazing legislators that'll be with us to talk. And the most notable is Senator George Munoz. And he's coming from out of town to be here. He is the chair of Senate Finance, probably one of the most powerful committees that we have during the legislative process. And George has been finessing our budget for many years, and he's going to talk about that, about what's going on with the budget, and he'll talk about other things.
Is he going to talk? I mean, so I have a question. I don't know if this would be budget related, but we've got a, you know, every year the surplus, and then a bunch of money that's like put aside for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but you know, I have mixed feelings about that too, because We both know you could throw money at some problems. Education, for example, you know, our per student, you know, cost here in New Mexico is equivalent to many states that are doing quite well spending that much per student.
It's actually higher than some states that are doing much better than we are.
Yeah, right. So just throwing money isn't a fix for everything.
That's
but
right.
But there is money that's just sitting there, not being put to use. And I don't know, anyway, there's so many places you can go. I mean,
but I'll tell you, with the money that they've set aside, what they're thinking they are going to be doing is living off of that for a while, because they are anticipating, they filed several lawsuits against the current Washington administration.
Okay, so the plan was to thumb their nose at Washington and then go, fine, we won't take your federal money. We'll spend the taxpayers' money on projects and things that most of us wouldn't encourage our representatives to be voting for.
Exactly. They've set it aside and they think they're going to be cut off. And, you know, what's sad to me is if they do cut off the state, it's going to be primarily because they are trying to come in and help us save the state from people who shouldn't be here.
Right.
And New Mexico wants them to be here. So you got to wonder.
What's the why there? Why do they want them to be here?
Well, they look at that as their future voting base.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you let me rob, you know, kill, rape, and destroy. Thanks. I'll vote for you.
Well, you know, felons now that are released from prison can vote. That was passed a year or so ago, and they're trying to get it passed where felons incarcerated can vote as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been, I mean, that's, they've tried to get that through, haven't they already?
Yeah, not that part. They can vote if they are on probation, as long as they have stepped out of the prison system.
Okay.
Then they can vote, but they want to get them to be able to vote from prison.
Okay. Was it ever where if you have a past felony, you're out, or?
That's been a lifelong thing in the United States, as far as I know, that felons cannot vote ever.
I wouldn't. I'm not a felon.
And you know, I believe in second chances, and I'm okay if they serve their time.
I've had a lot of chances. I'm not a felon, but the Lord has extended a lot of grace to me, and I know people, plenty who have, you know, past felonies who have received the message of Jesus Christ and seen a life change and. And, you know, I'm not going to be dogmatic about where I stand on any of that. I mean, there's consequences for actions.
Yes.
God, there's still forgiveness.
Right.
There is forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Anyway, I somewhat interrupted you. Not somewhat. I like totally interrupted you. Senator George Munoz is going to be one of the prominent speakers at the bash coming up tomorrow night, which there's still a few tickets. You can go to nmbizcoalition.org and get those tickets. Any more on Senator Munoz?
Well, I'm just really thrilled that he can make it. It's a long 2-hour drive for him to be here, and I'm glad he's going to be here because he's got insight into the financial end of this state that nobody else does.
Yeah.
And so it'll be good to hear him talk.
How long has he been serving?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, but a long time, many years. And he's been in charge of the budget for many years. So on the Senate side, and, we are thrilled to have him. And then we've got two freshmen that are going to be there as well. The only two Republicans in the greater Albuquerque area.
Well, I guess if your name is this, you know, last voting, if your name was Nicole, you had a pretty good chance.
Yes, we have that. And do you know I live in the district for both of them? So
you do.
Anybody ask me who's my rep, it's Nicole.
I know Nicole Tobiasen. I don't remember if Nicole Chavez is my representative or not. But actually, and you and I were both up in Santa Fe at the Roundhouse when the pastors were invited to come up there. And Nicole Tobiasen spoke to us. Did Nicole Chavez?
No.
Okay. She may not have been available. It was good to see Nicole up there. Her and Mark have been doing a lot of great things in this community for a long time. And it's great to see her not only up at the Roundhouse, but on social media. And she's getting busy.
Yes, she is. And, you know, she loves, loves, loves her job. And that is refreshing because a lot of times legislators aren't so in love with the work once they get up there.
You know why I think she loves her job? I think she loves New Mexico.
Yes.
And she is going to bat and fighting for the things that are important to the people she represents.
Yeah, and she's on the committee with George. That's her only committee because they meet...
So far.
But, well, no, they can't have another committee if they're on finance. They meet 5 days a week, which is more than any other committee. So she had the distinct honor of helping stop paid family medical leave.
Yeah.
Stopped in that committee.
That was one. When you're running through, you know, at the end of the legislation, dodging huge tax increases.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of people that maybe didn't have a grip on exactly what that meant.
Yeah.
So... Do you anticipate seeing that come back up again?
Oh, absolutely. They've been working on it for, Mimi Stewart, Senator, said that she's been working on it for 15 years. I've been fighting it. They've actually introduced it heavily for the last 6 years.
Let it die. Just let it die.
They are determined that they're not going to give up.
Well, you're pretty determined.
I am too. Yeah.
As is Nicole
yeah.
and George. But again, they'll be speaking at the 2025 post-legislation bash. The bash is Business and Social Hour. And if you want to find out more about the event that's going to be happening at Tomasitas tomorrow, you can go online to nmbizcoalition.org and get the tickets that are still left. The event is happening from 5:30 to 7:30. The doors open at 5. And
dinner will be served.
Yeah. You know what's for dinner?
Well, you get to choose from a limited menu, and they've pretty well covered all the dishes that you would want.
There you go. Now, we spoke about George Munoz. We spoke about Nicole Tobiasen. What can you tell us about Nicole Chavez?
Well, Nicole Chavez, she's an amazing woman, too. She wanted to serve because her son was shot and killed in a drive-by random.
Where was that?
It was just in a home here in a residence in Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque, okay.
Yeah, and you know, he was slated to go to the Air Force Academy. He was just a great young man, very well accomplished, and just was at a party and a stray bullet caught him and he's gone. And Nicole wanted to see a better New Mexico, and she has been seeking that office for a while, and we're glad to have her up there.
How long ago did that happen?
It's been about 4 years now, I believe.
Okay. Just so unnatural for a parent to experience that.
And she wanted his death to be for something good, and that's why she's dedicated her life to this. She was very focused on the crime element and trying to get things done. Not a lot of success there, but not for her lack of trying.
And Nicole, though, she'll be speaking at, I'm going to assume she's going to be on that topic.
Yes.
On tomorrow's, or during tomorrow's bash. I'm looking forward to that for you, because you put in a lot of hours over the last several weeks. How are you holding up?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better. It's hard. You know, it's funny because you run on adrenaline for 60 days. Yeah. I mean, no sleep and just like being on a treadmill, constantly running. And a lot of stress. And so it takes a while to actually come down from that. I'm still not sleeping, but, you know, once a week I'm getting some sleep. So
our listeners can be praying for you to have good sleep, good recovery, get ready for the next round of things throughout the year. Pray for Larry, too.
Oh, yeah, please. He has to put up with me.
Well, yeah, I know he's not idle.
No, he's with me every step of the way, and I couldn't do it without him. So blessed to have him as my partner in life and in all things political.
Now, I don't know, Nicole, is there a spouse to be praying for there as well?
They both have spouses,
okay.
Yes.
And I mentioned Mark.
Yes.
Pray for, you know, when you're doing that kind of work, it's... Like, and what you do, Carla. I mean, there's constant attack, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So pray that they have people around them that will help lift their arms and encourage them. Do not grow weary in doing what is good and right.
Yeah, and prayer really helps. And it's amazing when people say, "I prayed for you." We feel it. We really feel God intervening in our life and in our work, and we thank you for the prayers.
All right. Listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition. The website is nmbizcoalition.org. On the homepage at the top, you'll see events. Just do the drop-down arrow and go to the new events, and you'll see the post-legislative bash that's happening tomorrow night, and you can still get tickets for that while they last. There's a limited amount of tickets left, go check that out. Bash is business and social hour. The other thing we didn't mention was a great opportunity at these events to network with other yes. local business leaders and other leaders in the community.
Yes, community leaders and business leaders both, yes.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. Did you hear the National Guard is coming to Albuquerque? Well, we'll talk a little bit about that and what insight Carla has. When we get back after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect daily at 1 o'clock. Some things coming up. I mentioned tomorrow's show. CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque will be here for the second half of the show. And we're also going to have Vitalant in studio with us to talk about the blood drive Friday in the parking lot at Calvary, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Nate Heitzig will join us, and hopefully we're going to get some information on an upcoming outreach to the indigenous that's going to be happening at Calvary Westside. We'll get all those details, but for sure, looking forward to having Nate Heitzig with us and Vitalant in studio. So make sure you're tuned in for that. And then Friday... everyone's going to check out their 403B, and it's like, well, you'll get some insight. I want to start going down that road. I'm not going to, because Brian Cochran and I have talked about it for a couple of weeks. But I'm not sure exactly all what he's going to cover on Friday's ABQ Connect, but a full hour for our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Remember that Insights tab is a great place to get a lot of insights, thoughts on things happening in a turbulent market, and savings and tax time and all kinds of different things that they provide on that Insights tab at no charge. So Brian on Friday, then on Monday, Jim Williams will welcome Legacy Academy back onto the broadcast, and Tuesday, the Great Commission Alliance. They have an event coming up, a training event that you may well want to be a part of and being better. Reaching out to the LGBTQ plus community with the gospel. The Great Commission Alliance in studio on Tuesday. So a great lineup of shows coming, and we so much appreciate you tuning in daily at 1 o'clock. Of course, after this show today, 2 o'clock, we'll catch up with Jay Sekulow and get the latest from Capitol Hill, and at 3 o'clock as well on In the Market with Janet Parshall from the Beltway in Washington. All right, so I mentioned the Bash event, Carla, that's coming up tomorrow night. If you go to nmbiz.org, you'll get details on that and where you can get tickets and go and hear from Senator George Munoz, the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Nicole Tobias, and another member of that committee, and also hear details on the fight against crime here in New Mexico. Representative Nicole Chavez at the event tomorrow, along with other business and community leaders. It's going to be a fun time at Tomasita's with Carla and the rest of the staff and folks from the New Mexico Business Coalition, and hopefully you too. So, Carla, I teased National Guard coming to Albuquerque. I've heard a little bit about this, and I could share what I've kind of heard, but I'm sure you've got your ear much closer to the ground than I do. Why are we at the point where the National Guard, and God bless them for their service, the ones that are doing what they do, but why are we at a point where the National Guard needs to be deployed to the largest community in the state?
Well, it's an interesting question, because the National Guard has never, that we have found, been deployed for such a situation. They are normally deployed across the U.S. when there is a crisis like riots, Rodney King kind of riots.
Disasters. Where there's looting and, right?
Yes, yeah. But not for normal day-to-day police work. And the sad thing is, they're going to be deployed not carrying a weapon, and they're going to be in civilian clothes. So I'm not sure what kind of presence they're going to give. And then they're supposed to be helping free up police officers to get on the street.
Right. They'll be doing, like, maybe, I don't know, administrative things, traffic.
Traffic, transport, things like that.
Security, maybe more. You know, in the military, there's the security police and the military police.
Right. But they all carry weapons.
Right. But one is more law enforcement, where the other is more, and I'm going to say this because my cousin used to do it, and she'd say, no, I'm the one that, she said, we go out in the flight line and kind of count the bolts on the C-130s. You know, I mean, security. Maybe I got it backwards, but that's still important. And they're going to be, hopefully what we're being told is actually what's going to happen there. But, okay, so clearly, and from visiting with other people who I know who retired from APD, and they know how many officers were on the street when they were working, and how many officers are on the street now, which is it like a third of what maybe there was in the past?
Yes, because of the takeover by the Department of Justice, which hopefully will be ending soon. It should have ended about 4 years ago.
Now, did this, I can't imagine this would have anything to do with defund the police. Did that have a part in this?
No, this had to do, the reason the DOJ came in, they came in because there were complaints made that our police were too brutal.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
So they were taken over and they got things worked out. But, you know, just 2 days before, the chief of police for Albuquerque sends a memo to the governor asking for the deployment. The mayor, Keller, does a press conference saying that crime is down in Albuquerque. Well, if you live here, you know it's not down.
Okay, that sounds very spin doctor-esque.
Yeah, but then you wonder, why is his chief of police asking for help when he's saying all is good?
Did he ask? Okay, did he go to the governor? Because the governor is the only one that can deploy the National Guard, right?
Yeah. I read his memo today to the governor asking for deployment.
Okay.
And he said that violent crime and fentanyl use is way up, out of control, and that's where he needs the help.
Huh. Why? Okay, you said fentanyl and what?
Violent crime.
Okay, why is it so? Why do you, you're kind of ear to the ground, like I said. Why do you suppose fentanyl and violent crime is so high?
Because when we had the National Guard at the border to prevent this from occurring and coming into our state, the governor removed them and said she will not protect our borders. And so fentanyl continues to pour in. And that is where the cartels came in and a lot of people that should not be here. And that's when crime started skyrocketing. Now, our mayor also welcomed these folks with open arms. And so things are out of control. Albuquerque is tired of it.
Is this some of what we'll hear from Nicole tomorrow, Nicole Chavez?
She's going to talk, I think, I didn't tell her what to talk about, but I think she's going to talk more about her attempts to get something under control through legislation and how it failed because the party in majority would not entertain the bills, meaning they wouldn't hear them. Or if they did hear them, they'd kill it in the first committee.
So most of the time this stuff comes up, Paula, and we're up against a break, but we're okay. Most of the time this comes up, it reminds us, there's people who are legislating in a way that's not combating crime the way it should. Mm-hmm. And the way we can fix that is to, change the people that are doing that legislation. When's our next opportunity to do that?
Not until January of next year. Now, the governor has said she would call a special session. Problem is, again, the majority party, who will not entertain this, has told her, call us.
When I say when's our next chance, I mean at the polls.
Oh, yeah, 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not this November. So, this November, we get a new mayor.
Yeah. Okay. Which I don't know how much you want to go into that, but for sure, if we don't do it today, we should talk about that next month.
Yeah, we need to wait until we see how many people are going to get in the race,
right?
Because it's mounting.
Right. Anyone that hasn't been teased or talked about in other places in media that you're aware of?
No, I think they've all been announced in the media, but I understand there may be more coming. And I never speak out of turn. They should be the ones to announce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. It is already interesting to see who's throwing their hat in the ring on that. But anyway, the National Guard deployed. And do we know when they actually arrive? Are they here yet?
Well, they're in training on how to operate without being armed.
Okay.
And then they're going to be in civilian clothes.
To be conspicuous or inconspicuous.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, everybody thinks they're coming down to give more of a presence
right.
in their BDUs.
No, they're not going to be standing around with ARs.
No, well, then they're not going to be in BDUs either.
Yeah.
No, they'll be dressed like a delivery person,
yeah.
I guess.
Business casual.
Maybe.
I know. I heard polos.
Yes. And so we got to buy them new uniforms and take their guns away and then pray for their safety.
And you know what? Do that. Pray for them. Pray for their safety. And pray for APD and the officers that, listen, there's good and bad in every pack.
Yes.
You know, when we come to talk about things like panhandlers and what have you, we bring up this. Look, you don't know their story. They could be a swindler, or they could be someone in real need.
Mm-hmm.
So pray for them. It never hurts to hand someone a bottle of water. With the police, I know there's a lot of people that are upset with because of the amount of crime, and it's real easy to see someone in uniform for people to get upset at them. And, you know, I mean, clearly there's some that have issues when you have, triple digits that are involved in a scandal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot who are out there working hard to protect us and to serve us, and we want to make sure that we're supporting, you know, err on the side of grace.
Well, and I'll tell you, Steve, a lot of the police officers are just as frustrated as we are.
Yeah.
They have been called off of what they want to be doing.
Well, yeah, their job is to enforce and to serve. And then it gets past them, and then it's handed over to someone else that makes a decision about, is this person going to be continued to be detained and prosecuted, or are we not going to do that? So,
well, many of them have been pulled off the streets to do the work of the Department of Justice for compliance, which means they're in internal affairs busting each other about, were you a little too harsh with someone, rather than being on the streets arresting the people that should be arrested. And so they're frustrated with that too.
All right. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition, nmbizcoalition.org. And I want to mention this again too, bettertogethernewmexico.org. And actually, when we come back, Carla, in addition to talking a little bit about Easter celebrating on Sunday, and of course, remembering on Friday what the Lord did for us, maybe the distinction between Better Together New Mexico and MBiz Coalition. But we'll come back with more with Carla Sontag, President, CEO of New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. If you want to reach out to them, you can reach them at 505-836-4223. We'll be back with more after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us. We've got about 5 minutes with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. Carla, I kind of teased that when we went to the break. Carla is the president of both organizations, both nonprofits, and both able to receive your support through events like tomorrow's Bash, we mentioned. But you can get the details about that at nmbizcoalition.org. But Carla, president and CEO of both. distinction between the two organizations?
Well, the one thing they have in common is they're both God-led missions. I started the Business Coalition 16 years ago because I felt we needed a stronger voice for business. Business affects everybody. If you don't own a business, you're patronizing them. You're wanting to eat at the restaurants, and everybody's affected, and everybody wants to have jobs for those who need them. But then during COVID, I noticed we needed to do more, and we needed to organize. The other side, the radical side, has been organized for decades. And so Better Together New Mexico is an organization where all like-minded groups come together and fight for the good of our state. And we work together hand in hand, and it is a beautiful thing. We have 142 groups that have united for this work, and I just get the privilege.
Are they listed on one of the sites?
No, we don't list them because we don't want them targeted by the other side.
Okay.
They all have their own lane. We've got people that are working in Right to Life. We've got law enforcement. We've got, and then as a subgroup of that, I have 315 pastors that I communicate with. We're trying to just send them good information about what's happening in government so that they can share that with their people in a biblical sense so that people are more aware. I think if we're going to change this state, the churches would have a lot to do with that.
And yeah, so, right?
Yeah. And so we're really honored to be working with pastors in that capacity. We just communicate with them by email about every 10 days. But that's what we do. Our focus is a better New Mexico for everybody who lives here. Mm-hmm. We want safety. We want good practical policies. And if you can't join us at the event, you can contribute. We would really welcome your support.
You know, often on this show and when you're in, we talk about, you know, one party that's really had a majority in the legislature for like 80 or 90 years.
Yes.
But however, even with that in mind, you know, it wasn't that long ago. Things were much better.
Oh, yes.
That's something we can be working towards. And I know one of the things that you would like to see in the legislature would, you know, there are those areas that regardless of which side of the aisle that you are on, you can both agree this needs to change, and you can work on to find those things and get those done. I don't know, I hesitate to say this, maybe back off on some of the other things so we can see, you know.
But here's what's hard. There is such a division now between the two sides.
Yeah.
Crime should not be a political issue.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be safe. But yet, we have a party that thinks it's okay that we live in the current circumstances.
Until it touches them.
Which is what changed the governor's opinion, because she didn't care until someone in her family became a victim of crime.
Yeah.
And then she was all about it.
Well, and I am glad that she's more aware. And I don't know all the details. I'm glad that no one was permanently or seriously hurt.
I am sorry that she experienced it.
Me too.
Up close and
me
personal.
Me too.
But I am thankful that she now understands it is critical.
Yeah,
and
I wish
she's
didn't
deploying if the
that,
guard.
If that's what brought her thinking around, I'm sorry that's what it. You know, but. Thank God she's safe and her family's safe. And hopefully our families will be safe due to the work by those that are in our legislature, by those that are working with you at New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. Carla Sontag, thank you so much. Have a great Easter celebrating the resurrection.
We are looking forward to it. What a special, special time.
Yeah. Say hi to Larry. And we hope to see you again next month. Let's do this again.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.